Today, 8 more games in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. The madness marches on. Yesterday, thankfully, no major rip-up-your-bracket upsets. That is, if your bracket was still in one piece. But there was plenty of drama. Two of the most exciting games were at the sub-regional in Portland, Oregon. NPR's Tom Goldman was there.
You know, March Madness isn't just screaming crowds and grown men and women chanting things like the University of New Mexico's "Everyone's a Lobo, woof, woof, woof." In fact, there's sometimes drama in hushed silence. This was the sound of nothing last night as New Mexico star forward Drew Gordon lay on the court grimacing, clutching his left knee as his head coach Steve Alford bent over him and told him to breathe. It was only the first half in the game against Louisville, but it suddenly looked bad for Gordon, a senior, and for the Lobos.
Louisville 26, New Mexico 25.
Ah, but these are young and elastic athletes. When the New Mexico pep band serenaded the team as it ran off the court at halftime, Gordon was running with him, his knee taped. His return was critical. Late in the game, he was in the middle of a fierce rally from 15 points down. The Lobos got within 2 points, but couldn't get over the hump.
Final score, Louisville 59, New Mexico 56.
In the Louisville locker room, a bunch of happy, heavily tattooed players talked excitedly about heading to the round of 16 and the importance of not blowing 15-point second-half leads. Chris Smith is a senior guard.
We got a little too happy, a little ahead of ourselves, thought the game was over, you know, but it wasn't over. A lead is fool's goal in the NCAA.
The Virginia Commonwealth Rams were mining that same fool's gold in the opening game last night. A quick refresher, the Rams were last year's tournament David, a low-seeded mid-major school that toppled Goliath after Goliath on the way to the Final Four. In this tournament, another low seed, 12, and last night another Goliath in VCU's sights as it opened a 9-point second-half lead over number 4 seed Indiana. But then VCU's shots stopped falling and Indiana surged. With the score tied at 61, Hoosiers guard Victor Oladipo put his head down and drove hard to the hoop, as heard here on TBS.
Hoosiers on the run. Oladipo has it blocked. Sheehy! Yes!
Will Sheehy's baseline jumper was the game winner, Indiana 63-61. A dramatic moment, but it may be forgotten as soon as today, replaced by other moments. Such is the nature of the madness. But for the principals, it'll endure. Will Sheehy on the shot.
Our team was really just making a push, and that was pretty much icing on the cake.
VCU's Rob Brandenburg, whose three-point shot for the win at the buzzer rimmed out.
This really stings.
And VCU head coach Shaka Smart, who opened his post-game press conference with this and ended by saying,
as far as how long it'll take me, forever. I don't get over games like this. I didn't get over the Butler game last year. You just got to move on, though, and you know, what's done is done.
But for Indiana and Louisville, happy departures from Portland, setting a course for the Sweet 16. Tom Goldman, NPR News.